This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's interstate highways, I-90 and I-94 that cross the state east to west and I-15 running north and south are prioritized for federal funding for electric vehicle charging stations. U.S. Highways 2 and 93 are also prioritized to receive an injection of federal money for electric vehicle charging stations pending the Federal Highway Administration's approval of a plan submitted by the state of Montana late last week. The funding is part of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package that Congress passed last November. If the electric vehicle infrastructure deployment plan is green-lighted, Montana will receive $43 million to expand the supply of direct current fast-charging stations in Montana. The investment is part of President Joe Biden's effort to curb greenhouse gas emissions. Montana's plan prioritizes large existing gaps along the state's interstate system and U.S. Highways 93 and 2. To meet program requirements, each charging station must be located within 50 miles of another charging station, no more than a mile from established travel corridors, and within walking distance of amenities. The next tier of investment will be directed toward economically disadvantaged communities and gateway communities to national parks and other outdoor destinations. In the first year of the allocation, the state plans to add 10 new charging stations to ensure that an EV charger is available every 100 miles on Interstates 90, 15, and 94. There are general locations for 131 existing charging stations along the five roadways. DEQ has identified 10 communities along the prioritized corridors where electricity capacity can be of limited supply or overload substations. Six of those communities are located along U.S. 2, the national highway that runs along northern Montana's sparsely populated highline. The towns of Columbus, Superior, Darby, and Dutton are also on the list. Montana's electric vehicle adoption rate has lagged behind national trends, but it has been growing. The number of EV registrations has more than doubled since the DEQ began collecting data in 2019. Officials estimate there will be 30,000 electric vehicles registered in the state by 2030, accounting for 9% of vehicle registrations in Montana. Flathead, Missoula, and Gallatin counties lead the state for EV adoption. Montana remains on track to switch over to a new statewide voting system in January next year. Election administrators tested a new system in the state's June primary election. 12 counties took part in a parallel test of the new system called ElectMT, where the current system was used to conduct the actual election, and the new system was tested with functions like printing ballots. The counties that conducted the side-by-side tests ranged from rural, sparsely populated Fergus and Toole counties to the comparatively urban Flathead and Silverbow counties. The same dozen counties that held parallel tests during the primary are planning to do so again for the 2022 general election this November. Silverbow County Election Administrator Linda Sager said, "I think we are leaps and bounds ahead of where we were last year, and I'm confident that we'll be ready to go live in January." The top elections officials in several counties expressed dire concerns last year after the initial testing of the new system revealed substantial unresolved problems. Last November, they expressed alarm to a legislative committee at the Secretary of State's office plans at the time to move forward with the switchover to the new system at the beginning of 2022. With no tests of the system before going live. Elections administrators support the new system but had originally been told they'd be able to test it in parallel with the existing system during this year's elections. Their insistence compelled the Montana Secretary of State to push the launch date of ElectMT back to 2023. The current system, Montana Votes, is now more than 15 years old. With new congressional district maps in effect this year and ongoing legislative redistricting taking effect in 2024, ElectMT will assign voters to the new districts much more accurately and efficiently. In the current system, election administrators have to go in and manually assign addresses where voters are registered to each voting precinct. It's laborious. The new ElectMT system will make voter registration and polling place assignment much easier. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.